Elvis, you appeared to be on your game tonight. Were you, in fact? Was it, did you feel pretty good tonight?
I was feeling the buck. I was feeling good. No, overall, the whole team, we did an amazing job. In the end, we were battling really hard. The guys were blocking a lot of shots. The first two periods were awesome. We were fast, quick, physical. We were playing our game, so that's good.
You seem to have the Hughes brothers numbers tonight. Are you aware of who was coming at you and how many times you stopped those two guys in particular?
I mean, I didn't really care, but no. I mean, I was just doing my part. They're really a really great team, and those were hard shots. Might be a little bit lucky on a couple of them, but still, feels good, and those are huge points.
Can you just describe what the last four or five minutes were like?
I mean, I'm still trying to catch the breath. It was hard. It was hard. They were coming really hard. They're a great team, and like I said, players were all around the crease. There was too many sticks, too many skates. There was a point that I couldn't even understand what's going on there. And we cleared out good. We scored the last goal, which will close the game, and that's huge. Happy for the win.
Did you hear the crowd at the end of the game chant your name?
Yeah, they helped me a lot. That cheering, and especially knowing that you're doing a good job, it gives you energy. Because seriously, we didn't have time out. There was no face-offs. I couldn't invent what to do. I was about to even break my pad or do something, but I needed to catch the breath, and fans did huge. But it's not just for me. I mean, even for the team. They were really loud the last couple of minutes, and that helped us a lot, I think.
Elvis, when you're in a game like this where your team is being outshot quite a bit, how much do you, and you're playing very well, how much do you kind of mentally just lock in and say, I want to be the guy that ends this, or, you know, the biggest reason we end this thing?
It's for me, I usually set it up as a test for myself, as playoffs. There could be a playoff game. Playoffs are always hard, and then I just start imagining that I could be one of those games. One day we're going to be there, and then we have to be ready. So I just train my brain, my emotions, and my focuses. Yes, yeah. I don't know if that's the word. On that, and just try to not change the game. I mean, if I got so far well during the game, you don't have to change the game. Another thing. Just keep going.
Just give us an idea, like when the puck is in that. You're in that much, and you're having to work that much. Just like, what do your legs feel like? What do your lungs feel like? You're talking about being out of breath still. How tough is it in a game like that?
I mean, I would say the first thing that is not really working is your brain. You're tired, so you can't really think, read, see the players where they're going. Right, so. So that's what I felt in the end last 3 minutes. It was hard to me to see the players, what they are trying to do. I mean, I understand that on my left there is a puck, but he might shoot, but he might go for open net somewhere on the other side. So you have to find a player, and you don't see him there. Cramps, that's a normal thing. We are athletes, and you get dehydrated when you get a lot of shots or a lot of things to do. So it's just you have to fight through it, and in the end, when the result is good, it's a good satisfaction.
Thanks, all.